We didn't have very far to go.
A lot of cars out there.
Yeah, a lot of cars. Yeah. I know, a lot of cars. 1A scores Biggersville over Thrasher, 52-0. Lumberton over East Marion, 34-8. French Camp beat West Lowndes, 33-14. Nanawaya over Leake County, 27-6. Now, this is one of the more interesting games. Evidently, Greenville St. Joe won on a forfeit of McAdams, 2-0. I don't have the story on that one yet. But 2-0 was the final there, with Greenville St. Joe declared the winner.
They better hope in the playoffs they don't come down to a point deal.
Yeah, that may be. Smithville beat Oklahoma 27-22. Simmons is now 6-0. They shut out Shaw 36-0. It was Stringer shutting out Resurrection 30-0. And finally, some MAIS action. Capaya beat Hartsville tonight 44-24. Men of the bigger games in an MAIS, and one of the bigger games in the state, Jackson Prep at home, the game you just came from, beat Jackson Academy, handed them their first loss of the year, 35-13. That one's fairly close.
It broke the 20-game 35-point running clock.
Oh, okay.
20 games.
20 games with a running clock.
I'm going to tell you what, JA is a lot better program. Larry Weems took over that program about 3 years ago, brought Lance Pogue over last year.
Mm-hmm.
And a name you're going to hear from is Kincaid Dent.
Their quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's really the real deal.
Yeah.
But so is Jerrion Ealy.
Yeah, the Prep is now 7-0, and Jerrion obviously returned to action after a couple of weeks off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had him a little over 230 yards and four touchdowns against a good JA defense.
Yeah, good night. Some other games in MAIS action, Lamar School over East Rankin 21-17. It was MRA. Look out for MRA. Now, MRA and Jackson Academy play next weekend.
Next week, that's
At JA, MRA beat Park Lane tonight. A pretty good Park Lane team, 47-14 was the final there. Oak Forest, who is also a pretty good team that goes to Prep next weekend.
Right.
Oak Forest beat Presbyterian Christian 35-7. I think I have a couple more. Let me see here. Central Hines beat Cathedral 36-6. Heritage over Leake 41-20. Indianola beat Washington School 17-7. North Delta over Kirk 35-0. And Starkville Academy shut out Pillow 14-0.
You didn't get the Clinton Christian Hillcrest.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'm sorry. I really skipped over that. Clinton Christian.
Who are these guys?
I don't know, but they pounded Hillcrest 58-0.
Ouch.
And Tunica beat Carroll 38-16, and West Union over Glenbrook 54-22. That is all I have at this moment.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot. And, of course, George will be getting all of those scores on the Malone Scores Desk, and we'll be here tonight. As you can see, the Malone matchups there right to George's left, and you know, you got Jackson Academy and you got Park Lane, Starkville. There was some really good games. We're going to get a report on that Meridian Pearl game. Tim Lowe's going to be around with us on the next break. And then John Luke McCord is going to kind of tell us what's going on in North Mississippi tonight. And that Pisgah Puckett, do you have a final on that?
Yes, Pisgah won fairly comfortably.
Well, that's Puckett's first loss of the year.
Yeah.
And Biloxi West. And Wes Harris, I saw Kerry Metzler last night at the Hines game. He was doing it for Pearl River, and he said that.
I was going to say, why was he far north?
He's doing the game for Pearl River Community College, and they were going down to play Wes Harrison tonight. And
they didn't have any trouble. 62-3.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty comfortable.
You know, I really wouldn't mind getting the story on that forfeit.
We will, I'm sure.
You know, I mean, because, it wasn't weather, obviously. First night since football started.
Yeah, it was in the upper 60s.
Yeah.
Now, the humidity was 120%, but hey, it was in the 60s.
You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Of course, our Wendy's Giant game of the week proved to be just that. And we'll have three more before the year's over with. But the Wendy's Giant game tonight had Jackson Prep hosting Jackson Academy. Don Barnes was on the call. Caleb Collins was there. Matt Timms was there. And Chris Saxon was there for a little while, and they all got to take a look at the speed of Jerrion Ealy, which is pretty impressive. And it turned out to be a giant game. And just to tell you, all the stats, you know, there are stat people, mm-hmm. and then there are stat people. Mm-hmm. So I get a text from Bobby Gross after the ball game that says, it's been 1,836 days since J.A. beat Jackson Prep. So he's keeping a count on that. And but I'll tell you, it was a great crowd. And Wendy was there tonight.
Okay.
Wendy was at the game tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had their tent there, and they were doing the cornhole toss. And there was a lot of fun. It was a festive atmosphere. Malone was there. The Malone tent was there.
I heard about that. My wife actually saw that on TV.
She did?
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
Josh Jackson get a shot of it? Yeah, because it was
I don't know.
It was APT's game of the week.
Right.
And so, you know, Prep was covering it. JA was covering it. Friday night on
the whole world was covering it.
That's why it was a giant game of the week.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I want to tip our hats to Wendy's for making that possible tonight. And the next one that we've got coming up is an interesting matchup. It is going to be Macomb and Florence.
Yeah,
and if you remember back to last year, one of those teams knocked the other one out of the playoffs. So going to be a really, really good game. And we'll be giving you more details about that. Dr. Dave will have it up on the website and the app. And by the way, tonight you can get all the scores on the website. You can get them on the app. Or you can stick around here with us. We'll be here till midnight tonight. George is going to be recapping all the scores throughout the night. And we're going to get a report on from the Funnel crew on their Wendy's giant game tonight and the festivities that was at Jackson Prep tonight. So want to remind everyone that we're going to be here till midnight. You can going to open up the phone lines a little bit later on. You can call us at 601-453-4800 if you want to talk about your school tonight. And if you know about that 2-0 forfeit shutout, we'd like to know something about that.
I'm sure we do.
Okay. Well, also remind you, Dr. Dave is in Boone, North Carolina. Will the Thrill is in Atlanta, Georgia. We're out all over the place tonight. Big thanks to Chris Saxon for producing. Ty Bailey will be taking your calls on the telephone. We're going to take a timeout. More Friday Night Under the Lights made possible tonight by the Boss Fan Group. Come on.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit Concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Credit Concepts. It's Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Credit Concepts sponsoring Friday Night Under the Lights tonight. Big thanks to Ezra Wall, who is back at MPB Think Radio. And I got to throw it to George now before we start talking, because you may have...
I'm shocked right now.
I'm stunned.
I'm lost for words.
I'm stunned.
Well, you know, I listened to that game part of the way over here, and then I reported it a couple of times, but Northwest Rankin and Starkville were tied 20-20 in the fourth quarter, and Northwest scored late and evidently held on, but won. Northwest Rankin at home upset Starkville tonight 27-20.
Goodness gracious.
That is unbelievable. So what does that do to the teams in the North?
Okay, so you've got the – right now, it's looking like the four teams in the North, probably, you know, Clinton, Madison Central, Northwest Rankin, and Starkville. That opens the door for Madison Central and Clinton to maybe have a shot there, you know. Those are looking like the four teams that that are probably going to come out of the North. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with all that chaos, because Starkville's got I'm pretty sure Starkville comes to Clinton this year.
It'll be a tiebreaker.
That's going to be the last game of the season for the Arrows. Yeah. That's going to be a huge game.
It will be huge.
Clinton plays Northwest Rankin in 2 weeks.
They do.
Yeah, they play Murrah Thursday night.
They beat the crap out of Thursday
night
at
one of Hughes or Newell. I can't remember which one. But
And speaking of playing on Thursday night, the Madison Central Jaguars.
Yeah, they beat Murrah 49-8 last night.
Yeah, they had our Wendy's Giant of the Week from last week, who was Jimmy Holiday. And he had two touchdowns in the air and two touchdowns on the ground. And I went over to the pep rally on Thursday. I'm going to tell you something. Pep rallies have changed a little bit since I was in school.
Yeah.
And
they're a little more coordinated, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, we just filed into the gym. They looked at us for 10 minutes and we left. I mean, you know, they had heard the fight song and we were.
Hey, everything's like a 3-year-old's birthday party is more programmed today than it used to be. So you're gonna have a production if you're gonna have a pep rally.
I knew the social media thing was getting really, really big when my 4-year-old grandson FaceTimed me the other day. Okay, so let's go to the telephones, and John Luke McCord is on with us. John Luke, it's been a couple of weeks. Glad to have you with us on Friday Night Under the Lights. What's going on in North Mississippi besides the score we just gave?
Well, I was going to say, you guys could not have gotten to me back on the show at a better time to have an upset like that. But look, so now we have a real conundrum with the SES Top 10. What are we going to do with this number one overall ranking? Are we going to give it to a team in Horn Lake who really felt like they already deserve more consideration anyway? Or are we going to give it to a team in Hattiesburg that's been so dominant? I'll tell you one interesting thing that I think happened up here tonight is that Oxford – pretty much proved they're for real. They're a real contender to be right there behind Horn Lake in Region 1-6A. I know Region 1 is going to be a lot less exciting now that Tupelo is not really a real contender up there. And Horn Lake is just going to have to show everyone they're a real contender after the way they got beat by Starkville in the playoffs last week. So I think mostly just so much shuffling up here because Oxford was down towards the bottom of Region 1 coming up to 6A last year, but now they've beaten South Panola by two touchdowns tonight, 35-21. And so that's a team under Chris Cutcliffe that is at least turning my head.
Well, and you know, that's going to be one of our Wendy's Giant games when we go up and do Oxford traveling to Hernando. Hernando got beat last week, but they've been playing good football, and I think they're probably one of those teams that says, like Horn Lake, we need a little more recognition than what we're getting.
No, absolutely. And look, I think a lot of people just did not expect them to be back. They lost a couple of key seniors last year, a running back. They lost one of their key defensive linemen in Cayman Nettles. They lost their quarterback, Jacob Crum, who is really proficient. And so no one expected them to come back. And for the last couple of years, it seems South Haven, DeSoto Central, Hernando, all those DeSoto County teams sort of have laid back. It's mostly the 5A region that you look around at the teams in DeSoto County that are good, you know, Center Hill and obviously Olive Branch and Lewisburg.
Well, I tell you, it's some great football being played up north, and I really think that Horn Lake has a reason to say, give us a look. This is a good football team, John Luke. I mean, they're loaded with talent at Horn Lake this year.
And the thing about Horn Lake down the stretch last year is they were so banged up. Their quarterback, Radar Jones, is a guy that's being recruited by major college football programs to be a cornerback. So that lets you know a lot about his athleticism. Sort of like a Nick Marshall from Auburn a couple of years ago on the high school level. He can gun it deep. But really what he does is key a strong running game along with Tyler Grimm, a guy who's already been a 1,000-yard rusher twice in his career, on his way to doing that again. And then, of course, everyone knows about Nakobe Dean in the linebacker spot on the defensive side. And he is a leader. But look, they have great size in the secondary. And at the safety, they got a couple of headhunters. They're really good up front. Some guys you're going to hear about in future classes. But Omar Pugh has been a good defensive lineman for them for years, and he's productive again as a senior. So look, Horn Lake is a legit contender. They're clearly the team in Region 1, similar to the way Tupelo has been in years past. But no one is going to really challenge them in Region 1. So can they get it cranked back up? Can they stay healthy? And when things get tough in the playoffs, sort of like we've seen with Tupelo in the past, Region 1 has not challenged them enough that when they've gotten to the playoffs, they have not been a strong contender. So can Horn Lake turn that gear up when they face the Starkville, when they face Madison Central, Northwest Rankin, teams that have really been sharpened by playing a tough schedule, those teams that are coming from the metro area that are so good, can Horn Lake challenge those teams? And that's something where, frankly, I know it's a bad answer, but we're going to have to wait and see, because I really believe in the metro teams a lot more at this point.
John Luke McCord, always a pleasure to have you back with us on Friday Night on the Lights. You do a great job up there in the northern part of the state, and we want you to enjoy the rest of your football weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
All right, of course, Meridian, you got a score that I need to get in before we go to the telephone?
Yeah, I do. St. Stanislaus beat Van Cleve 41-28. It was Pearl beating Meridian on the road.
At Ray Stadium?
Yes, 35-26. So don't forget the Pirates. They're not going to go away real easy.
Nope.
And Oak Grove goes to Peddle and wins at Peddle 26-19.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back to those games. But Tim Lowe joins us on Friday Night Under the Lights and wants to talk about the Pearl Meridian game. You know, Tim, I've done a lot of games in Ray Stadium over the years, and we've seen some strange things happen over there, but it sounded like the Pearl Pirates were really on their game tonight.
Well, yeah, I'll give Coach Perry and the Pirates a lot of credit for doing what they are coached to do, which is not turn the ball over and, you know, play solid up front and run the football. You know, Coach Perry is 5-0 against Meridian the past 2 years.
Wow.
So he's really dialed it in. You know, when he plays here or when we play there on the road, and so that trend needs to change ASAP because we're just not used to losing to Pearl. And you know, but the thing that hurt us was three turnovers, three interceptions, blew the 21 points off of turnovers. And you know, when you're in district play and you give up 21 points off of turnovers, you can't beat yourself out of a wet paper bag if you're going to give up 21 points off turnovers.
So point well taken.
That was the difference in the ball game. But, you know, a lot of promise tonight as far as the guys. We got down 14-0 early, fought back, tied it up 14-14 going into half, came out in the third quarter and put up a touchdown to go up 20-14. And then, again, you know, just turning the ball over, two interceptions, one – at the end of the third, and another one right in the middle of the fourth quarter once Pearl had scored and went up. So it was just, you know, mental mistakes there as far as turnovers were concerned. But long way to go. And, you know, one attitude we have down here, we've had for the past few years, is just, you know, you want to be there in the end.
Well, and you know what? I mean, Meridian's got a lot of athletes, and so, like you say, still a lot of football left to play. Maybe they can turn those fortunes around. Tim, where does Meridian play next week?
Next week, I don't like to say the name of the school, but we go to Hattiesburg, and one of the names school is the last name is Grove. I'll say it like that. No, we go to Hattiesburg, play out Grove. You know, we battled them for the past 8 or 9 years, and it's turning into it's a heated rivalry, and but
It'll be a good one.
What we have right now, Meridian's playing the four-game gauntlet right here. You got Pearl, Oak Grove, Brandon, and Petal.
All right, Tim, I got to run. I'm up against a heartbreak. Thanks for calling us. We do appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. And I want to remind you that we're going to be here till midnight tonight, and you can catch it on the app or on the stations across the state on Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Friday night, Under the Lights continues in a moment.